Joe Palca reporting. Despite Saturday's call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continued to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in days of clashes. Trinity University history professor and Syria analyst David Lesh said it is clear what the Syrian government is after.
The Syrian government is hell-bent on taking back Eastern Ghouta, breaking the resistance there. It's very much key to establishing control, especially in a suburb so close to Damascus. If they do take Eastern Ghouta, the only remaining opposition enclave would be Idlib, and they would probably move on that next.
Meanwhile, a child has died. Several other people suffered breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave. Paul Donahoe is with the group International Rescue Committee.
The severity of the bombardment has meant that, unfortunately, only the most urgent cases could be treated. People are in a medical emergency right now. We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatment.
In Geneva, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for immediate implementation of the ceasefire to stop what he called this hell on earth. The UN Secretary General also decried the human rights situation of Rohingya Muslims.
I have traveled several times to northern Rakhine. In my experience, the Rohingya are one of the most discriminated against populations in the world, and that was even before the crisis of the past year.
Antonio Guterres called for unfettered humanitarian access in Rakhine State. The Nigerian government has confirmed that 110 female students from the remote town of Japchi are missing after suspected Boko Haram militants attacked their school 1 week ago today. For VOA, Chika Odua reports from Dakar that while Nigerian authorities have launched an intensive search operation, the action has done little to assuage the anger at how this could happen again.
Information Minister Lai Mohammed visited the community Sunday.
The total register of the students that came to school on that Monday was 906. As of today, about 110 of them cannot be accounted for.
The Bring Back Our Girls movement is back on the streets in Lagos and Abuja, demanding answers from the government. Aisha Yasufu, one of the faces of the Bring Back Our Girls movement, says the similarities between Chibok in 2014 and Dapchi in 2018 are too striking.
We've had this before. Didn't we learn anything? We have refused to even assimilate what is going on because it's heartbreaking.
Chika Odua for VOA News, Dakar.
President Buhari has repeatedly claimed that Boko Haram has been defeated in Nigeria. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Raad al-Hussein said on Monday that oppression is making a comeback.
Today, oppression is fashionable again. The security state is back, and fundamental freedoms are in retreat in every region of the world.
Al-Hussein addressed a session of the UN-backed Human Rights Council in Geneva.
Shame is also in retreat. Xenophobes and racists in Europe are casting off any sense of embarrassment, like Hungary's Viktor Orban, who earlier this month said, and I quote, "We do not want our color to be mixed in with others," end quote.
Speaking of Viktor Orban, Hungary's ruling Fidesz party suffered a setback in a by-election on Sunday when an opposition-backed opponent defeated the ruling party candidate for mayor just weeks before national elections. A Prime Minister Viktor Orban's Conservative Party is seeking a third consecutive term in parliamentary elections on April the 8th. And Chinese state-run media announced on Sunday a proposal to remove the constitutional clause that limits a president to two terms in office. Now, critics say Mr. Xi Jinping, the president, has been effectively consolidating his hold on power by removing rivals and appointing loyalists. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry Lund.